Good morning, everybody. Here's Chris Bruce in Spokane, Washington. We're on the morning rev call, and this morning I've got a guest, Paul Stowers. The rev call is something that we do every Monday through Friday with a different host to help you grow your Avini business with leadership information, product information, training, all that good stuff. And today I wanted to talk about really how you get people to see what we have as an opportunity and what we have seen that's drawn us into this business. So, Paul, are you there?
I am, yes. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, Paul. We met down in Florida not too long ago, and we were standing in the lab where they make our products, and you told a story about a pick and a shovel, and that's kind of what inspired this call also with some questions that I've had people calling in and asking, you know, when I'm telling people about the products, they're excited, but then when they see, oh, I have to buy a pack to be a member, or, you know, oh, I have to work to build the business, and, you know, they're turned off because suddenly there's, you know, an investment, there's a price to it. And so
sure.
If you would just tell that pick and shovel story, and then we'll kind of go back and forth and see if we can do that.
Yeah, no, thank you for the opportunity to share this morning. Yeah, so the judge of the story is that there's two neighbors. They're living in a kind of a rundown community, and you know they lived similar lives for many years. But this particular year, the one neighbor, and there's a fence separating the two. The one neighbor is starting to watch his other neighbor all of a sudden, you know, start to clear his land and build this big, beautiful home and start, you know, with this long driveway and, you know, has these nice cars. And his whole lifestyle changed, you know. And of course, he was watching this happen. And finally, one day, he just had to figure out what was going on. So he at the fence there, he asked the neighbor, he says, hey, you know, man, it looks like you're doing really well these days. What happened? What you doing? And the neighbor proceeds to tell him, he says, well, man, he says, several months ago in our backwoods here, he says, we discovered a gold mine. And there is so much gold back there. It's just crazy. I mean, in fact, way more than we could ever spend in 10 lifetimes. And he tells the neighbor, he says, hey, he says, there's so much gold back there. He says, you're welcome, you know, to as much as you want. Just go down to the local hardware store and get some tools and have as much as you want. And so, you know, he offered them free access and take as much as you want. And, you know, several weeks went by and, you know, he notices his neighbor's never, you know, wasn't back there. And, you know, a couple months went by and he finally sees the neighbor next door out in the yard and calls him over. He says, hey, he goes, you know, I'm kind of perplexed. I told you you could have as much gold in my, you know, my backwoods there as much as you want. And, man, it would change your life and, you know, help you tremendously. And, you know, what's up? Why haven't you been over? He says, you know, he says, I had the best intentions to come over there. He says, but I went into town and he says, and I went to the hardware store to buy a pick and axe. And he says, do you know how much pick and axes cost these days? And so the moral of the story is that he didn't go take advantage of this massive gold mine that his neighbor gave free access to because he didn't want to spend the 10, 15, 20 bucks or whatever it was, you know, to go buy a pick and axe. And that kept him from changing his life, right? To, you know, and so here we have with Avini, we have a gold mine, you know, we free access to as much as gold as we want to dig. Amazing products. I mean, just listen to Rick Deitch and Dr. Gary Samuelson, these product developers. I mean, just phenomenal products that are changing lives. And we have access to a tremendous platform that, you know, Neil Roth and the team and Doug have put together for us to go mine this gold. All we got to do is buy a pick and axe. And a pick and axe here is costing $299 or $499. And we can dig as much gold, and, you know, that we want to dig. But so many people get hung up with, do you know how much it costs to buy the pick and axe? And they allow that to keep them. You know, in the world of business, and I've been in traditional business and, you know, building teams of people in different network marketing companies over the years, money, in my opinion, is never the obstacle. I'm not saying that there's not hardships and people really struggle to even come up with $300 sometimes. I mean, trust me, I've been broke, bankrupt, I've had money, not had it, so I know exactly where struggles are at. But typically, and especially in this business, money's not the issue. If we all knew that we could go and access a gold mine, if it was guaranteed that someone says, hey, you can go mine as much gold as you want, and in the next 12 months, 2 years, you could, you know, mine out millions of dollars worth of gold or tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gold. If we knew for sure that we could go do that, $500, $300 would never stop anybody, right? So a lot of the times it's just helping people understand what they have their hands on. And I'm very much a product guy, so I understand the power of these products. I understand the, you know, aspect of products that are changing lives. And when you have products that change lives like ours do, that, you know, and I would say it this way, mission, money follows mission. You know, if you're passionate about the products, you're passionate about changing lives, that's what leads me. I mean, because it's so rewarding. You know, yes, the financial is a key factor. I mean, yes, it's, we need to pay our bills. We need to, you know, if we're going to spend time at something, there has to be a reward there. But man, it's so rewarding to hear stories of these products that are changing life. I have stories that over the last year with the Zeolite product, now with the pain gel product that will blow. I mean, just they're changing lives. They're giving quality of life back. You know, and business is real simple. Find a problem in the marketplace, fill that problem with, you know, a solution, and then there's rewards that are behind that. So I really think it comes down to people getting passionate about not just knowing that there's a gold mine there, because we have that. The pick and axe are just, it's not an obstacle when people understand what they have their hands on. So anyways, that's kind of a quick story on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love that analogy, because a lot of times we either are shy to even say that it's a business, that there's an opportunity, or we're going through so many facts and figures and strategies that we're, you know, blowing people's hair back and they don't even know what to think. So between those, we've got to find a way to let people know that the opportunity is there and what they have to do to get it. Because a lot of times we're kind of shy and we're hinting that they should be in there, but we don't actually, you know, make an offer, make a close or anything like that. You know, just looking at what we have, Warren Buffett, when he evaluates a business, he's looking for, five things. It's unique, expensive, sticky, air, and the manager. And so, you know, is it unique? Is it something that you can't get anywhere else, that nobody else can copy or make? The expensive and air is how expensive is it to make it versus how much people are willing to pay for it? So the price to value ratio, and then sticky is, do people love it? Are they going to get it over and over and over again? We've got all of those things locked down. The only thing that we have a need for is the manager, and that's each individual, because it's, for each of us, it is our business and how you run the business. You know, if you're looking for somebody to run, like if you own like a gym or a grocery store or something like that, you wanted someone to manage that business for you, you'd be looking for someone who was passionate about the business itself, treated it like they were the owner of the business, not like they worked there, and treated it like this was the only business they'd ever have. You know, it has to succeed or not. That's kind of the attitude that we have to have individually, and that's a decision point for everybody. And so,
well, I think, and along with that is the conviction that we have products that change lives, right? I mean, the business is the tool, right, that allows us to share these products with people and be rewarded, and, you know, but the conviction that the, it doesn't, if someone's convicted about something, like if I had a cure for cancer, and I knew I had a cure for cancer, then I have a responsibility with society to share that with people. And there's a passion behind it because I can help people change their lives. And we have those products that, you know, how many people do we know that have pain? You know, I mean, I'm 52. The older I get, the more pain I feel. So in my age bracket, you know, I play a lot of pickleball. You know how many people I hear complaining about pain coming off the court, you know, or the limping, or they got, you know, we have a solution for that. And that's just one. I mean, we have so many, you know, the silver has its own, you know, benefits, and the zeolite has its own benefits. And the mushrooms, I mean, I was talking to a guy this morning who just been on the mushroom product for this past week, and he had long-haul COVID. He was in the hospital for 76 days on a ventilator for a month, should not be here. He said, I've been on the mushrooms for a week? He goes, man, he says, I've been sleeping like a baby. Does that stuff help you sleep? He goes, you know, it's changing the quality of his life. He's already feeling the effects of it after a week. And so, to me, that's what drives me. The business is the tool that allows me to share it, be rewarded for it, but it doesn't, the business, to me, is a byproduct of great products, of products that change lives. If we want to keep it really simple for someone that's just starting off, just have them make a list of 10 people that they know that have pain issues, arthritis, joint issues, I mean, and get these products in their hands for a week. Trust me, they'll have a half a dozen, if not 10 customers out of that. You know, let alone absolutely business partners that want to share with 10 other people. All of a sudden, you got a business.
Right. Yeah, like Marcy had a call the other day, and she was talking about the tell me more. When you share these things, people start experiencing the products for themselves. That's when they start asking you. You're not having to prospect them, invite them into business. They're saying, how do I do more with this? You know, where did you find this? All of that kind of stuff. And yeah, just getting people excited.
And let me tell you, too, price goes out the window, right? If I solve your problem, that you've had a pain problem or a health problem you've had for a long time, how much is that worth to you?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, absolutely. So the price is subjective, because if I help solve your problem that you haven't been able to solve anywhere else, if it costs me $80 a month, trust me, I'll spend the $80 a month. If it costs me $200, I'll probably spend that. You know, because we're all going to pay the price for poor health. I mean, so there's a price to pay for good health, you know, to have quality of life. What's that worth to somebody? So to me, price is subjective if you have products that do what they say they do and can help and change lives. So I never have an issue. And I, you know, yeah, can I buy a $20, $30 pain product? Sure. How well does it work for you? You know, do you want the one that, you know, it's like, yeah, it kind of gives me some relief. What if this one gives you 10 times the relief, or actually gives you a relief that you've never been able to experience before? Is that worth $30 more? You know, so price is, again, subjective, because if you solve a problem that people can't solve any other way, price is not an issue.
Right. Okay, so what do we want to tell people that that maybe signed up 2 weeks ago, and they're looking at getting their first two or three people in? What would you say is kind of the most important thing to consider? You know, how do you get them to get over that hump? You know, what if they're afraid to make that first call, to share that first product?
You know, that is, I know everybody has different personalities. You know, some people have different experiences, and some are more extrovert versus introverts and so forth. But I'll still come back to, when you believe that you have something that the world needs, then picking up that phone isn't as heavy as it would be if I'm questioning what I'm going to share with somebody else, right? I mean, so the first thing I think people have to understand, they got in a couple weeks ago, is truly understand the products. I mean, look, the videos that are being put out by Rick Deitch and Gary Samuelson, the testimonial calls that are out there, I would say you got to start with that innate belief that I have something that I cannot keep to myself. And that's the starting point, because once that wells up inside of you to the point that I have to share this with other people, then I'm not selling anything to anybody, right? I think a lot of people think, well, I got to be a good salesperson. No, you don't. You just got to care about people. You just got to care about your neighbor, right? Care about your coworkers. Care about your friends. I don't look at them as dollar signs. I just look at them as, hey, do you have a problem? You know, are you sick all the time? Do you have pain that you're walking around with? I have a solution. You listen to this video. Check out this video Rick Deitch just put out on the pain stuff, or on the zeolite, or, you know, or Gary Samuelson on the silver, or whatever. I have a solution that can help you. And I think it has to start from that foundation, because at that point, it's no longer about me trying to sell something. I'm just sharing the good news. And I want everybody around me in my sphere of influence, whether it's social media, you know, friends that I have, whether it's my best friends, people at church, people at work, my, you know, who do I not want to share this information with? And when people understand that you're sharing with, that it's, I have a solution for you. You need to watch this video, and, you know, you need to just check this product out. I think people will hear, you know, sense the heart of the mission, right? Because money follows mission, or should follow mission, right? And that's where it starts. And I think that is where business is birthed from. And I think without that, then it's just about making money. If it's just about making money, there's a lot of ways to just go make money. You know, but we have the privilege of making money as a byproduct of helping and sharing these incredible products with the people in our lives. So I don't look at it as sales. I don't look at it as I'm trying to convince you to buy something. You know, now not everybody's going to be convinced to try it. Not everybody's going to, but that's okay. My job is not to worry about the result of whether someone says yes or no. My job is, I'm just sharing with you, you know, and here's the knowledge. Here's the information. Here's the video to watch. Here's this testimonial call. You know, a year ago when I was introduced to zeolite for the very first time, a friend of mine called me, and he began in that initial call. And I've been on the corporate side of network marketing companies as a VP of field development and sales and operations. I've been in the field, building organizations, I've been in traditional business, and I had been out of it for several years, loved the industry, but, you know, wasn't really looking for anything. And a friend called me and started to pitch me on the opportunity. And for me, I almost at that time politely listened and politely said no. But what he did was he started talking enough about the zeolite and about how it removes heavy metals, and hey, I want to send you a video, a 5-minute video that Rick Deitch had produced. Just watch the video. Because he ended the call that way, I watched that video. And because I watched that video, I was blown away. I was like, I understand it. I agree with it. I need this product. And then, to top it off, a few days later, I called him up. He says, hey, I want you to get on a Zoom with Doug Dickey. And all Doug did was share his story, share his testimony. As soon as he was off that Zoom, I was in. I was like, because the product just made so much sense. And then I went back home, got on the product. I was pre-diagnosed back then with MS, or the beginning stages of MS conditions. had been progressively getting worse. I wasn't officially diagnosed, but the doctor, my previous physical, said, based on what you're telling me, unfortunately, this is what it sounds like. So I don't know if I had or if I had other things going on, but what I do know is after getting on the zeolite after 6 or 8 weeks, every symptom I had for the past 3 years that was progressively getting worse went away. So naturally, I'm a believer, right? I mean, I got to tell the world. And so I just began to share the product, share the video, you know, Brick Deitch, and point them to someone like Doug who had a testimony. I said, listen to this person. And that's how I did it. And people were, like, getting on board and having their own experiences. And then they, you know, and it just progressed. It was like a ripple effect in the pond. But all business is birthed out of an innate, deep-down conviction that I have something that I need to share with the world, and I have a responsibility because I can help somebody. I can help, you know, that's where it starts from, because of caring about other people. The money will follow that.
All right. All right, well, that's our time today. Thank you so much for getting on with me today, Paul. I love the insights, and, I mean, it just goes along with the truism that facts tell and stories sell. If you can share the experience that you've had or that a family member has had, you know, just, you know, I've been introduced to zeolite a little bit longer than you, but, you know, in that time I've had a brother, my mother, my father-in-law, two long-term friends, and a neighbor, all who had things that were life-threatening that have been reversed just through these products. And, you know, those are a lot of close-to-home things. And then, you know, I've got 7 kids, and all of them have had some benefit from one of the products at one point or another. You know, they're not life-threatening, but everybody gets bumps, bruises, and owies. And, you know, these things can make life a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable, you know, across the spectrum. You don't have to have, you know, late-stage anything to be benefiting from these products. So everybody go out and just tell the stories. If you don't have one personally, use the products till you do, or share them with other people until you have stories from your friends and neighbors and family. And, you know, that is the thing that's going to do it. You know, we're halfway through the month right now. This is the first month of Avini. The things that you do now, the things that you invest, are going to just grow and grow and grow exponentially. The people you bring in now are going to have more time to learn more stories, to tell more stories, to tell them to more people. And a year from now, you won't believe what has grown from just the seeds you planted telling a few stories to a few people right now. So, Paul, thanks so much for taking time away from your busy schedule to be on with us today. I think it was a great call. I think you helped a lot of people. We will see you all on Monday. Have a great day.
To learn more, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.